Since her death in 1955, Sadako Sasaki's become an international symbol of the effects of nuclear war. She's inspired songs, animations, and now Ohana Arts has created a musical based on her life-affirming story.
Sadako was born in Hiroshima, and she was 2 years old when the Hiroshima bomb was dropped.
That's Taylor Inoue starting off Sadako's story as we take a pause between rehearsals at the Honpa Honganji Mission School.
There was this black rain from the radiation, and she was in the black rain.
For years, everything seemed fine.
Sadako is this very happy, peppy girl, and everybody wants to be around her. But when she goes to the hospital,
this little girl dies. Her name is Itsue, and she has the same symptoms as Sadako. And that's how Sadako finds out she has leukemia. She understands, sort of, that she might die.
Then things start to happen between her and her friends. They get into kind of arguments and everything like that. And then she ends up passing away, which makes things even worse.
And so they said, okay, well, the best thing we can do, since we couldn't visit her when she was alive because we are too busy with our own problems.
They make sure that she's remembered by setting up a memorial and making sure that her story lives on even though she passed away.
Sadako's friends shared her story, just as Taylor, Arison Awaya, Austin Yoshida, Nicole, Kiana, and Shelby Saketa did for us.
That's the reason why we know Sadako today. It's because of her friends. They created a movement, really.
That's Jenny Tyra, the composer for Peace on Your Wings, the new musical about Sadako Sasaki's life. Lyricist Laurie Rubin says Sadako's story continues to inspire.
Her hospital roommate, Kiyo Okuda, had done a whole bunch of outreach later, and she said during Desert Storm, there were kids folding cranes for peace, kind of as a demonstration to stop the war. Yeah, so she really became this unknowing leader of this international movement.
The 37 kids in this Ohana Arts production helped create the musical, too. They hail from 15 different schools.
You know, if they didn't feel like a line was good for them, like, they were honest. They were like, I don't know how I would say that. So it really worked out extremely well to sort of almost workshop it with them.
I always use the word passion when I describe Ohana Arts kids because they do. They have this incredible passion.
Daniel Bensky, a choreographer based in New York City, says the kids she's met here are different.
There's no competition at all. I think that is part of why they pick things up fast, because they help each other.
Positivity is what really lives on, and that's what I took from her story.
Carson Davis.
If she can make a wish, it wasn't for herself, it was for everyone, and peace throughout the world.
Today, at the Hiroshima Peace Memorial Museum, you can visit the Children's Peace Monument Sadako's many friends united to create. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.